AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Some ethnic communities in the United States are criticizing changes to Census Bureau categories. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Representatives from a handful of groups say the government effort to revise race and ethnicity standards still don't go far enough. Advocates say Armenian, Black Arab, Brazilian, and Hmong communities in the U.S. are not accurately represented in the numbers the Census Bureau produces, and that could mean they're shortchanged when it comes to budgeting, health services, and political clout. An example, the Census Bureau added a new category, Middle Eastern or North African, but missing from the list of backgrounds were Black Arabs from countries like Somalia and Sudan. And Armenians. Advocates are hoping the subcategories are expanded before the 2030 census. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia and Uzbekistan have signed an accord for Moscow to build a small nuclear power plant in the Central Asian country. If the agreement is implemented, the plant would become the first in Central Asia. Major retailers are offering summer deals to entice inflation-wary shoppers. In an AP interview, Neil Saunders, who's the managing director of consulting and data analysis firm Global Data, says this is how retailers are responding to consumers cutting back.
Consumers have had years of inflation now, and they're starting to really change their habits, cutting back on what they buy, changing where they shop, because they want to make their budget stretch further.
At a news conference, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says there have been multiple deaths from the powerful storms that hit the state over the weekend.
Sadly, we can confirm that we have lost at least four Kentuckians from last night's storm. At one point, we believed it was five, and we have four confirmed deaths and one individual fighting for their life.
This is AP News. North Korea says its attempt to put another spy satellite into orbit has failed.
The North's official Korean Central News Agency says the launch of the spy satellite happened at North Korea's main space center. But the news agency says the rocket blew up soon after liftoff due to a suspected engine problem. South Korea says it detected a launch trajectory believed to be a spy satellite from the North's main space center, but 4 minutes later, many fragments were spotted in the waters. In Japan's NHK public television reports, an image captured by a camera in northeastern China showed an orange light in the sky and then an apparent explosion a moment later. I'm Mike Hempen.
Authorities say a man has been arrested for allegedly starting a wildfire in a national wildfire preserve in southwest Arizona near the California border. Jason Bradley Martin remains jailed on suspicion of arson. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with political currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with political currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.